Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Genesis chapter 27, verse 46 through chapter 28, verse 9. The Reverend John Fawley is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. A reading from the book of Genesis. Then Rebekah said to Isaac, I loathe my life because of the Hittite women. If Jacob marries one of the Hittite women like these, one of the women of the land, what good will be my life to me? Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and directed him, You must not take a wife from the Canaanite women. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take as your wife from there one of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may become a company of peoples. May he give the blessing of Abraham to you and to your offspring with you, that you may take possession of the land of your sojournings that God gave to Abraham. Thus Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Padan Aram to Laban, the son of Bethuel the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob and Esau's mother. Now Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take a wife from there, and that as he blessed him, he directed him, You must not take a wife from the Canaanite women. And that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother and gone to Padan Aram. So when Esau saw that the Canaanite women did not please Isaac his father, Esau went to Ishmael and took as his wife, besides the wives that he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Naboth. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I have to tell you, Chaplain Danzer, you really make it tough for preaching in chapel with a text like this from Genesis during the season of Easter. It took a lot of creative insertion. The key verses of the text that I read are verses 3 and 4 of Genesis 28. God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may become a company of peoples. May he give the blessing of Abraham to you and to your offspring with you, that you may take possession of the land of your sojournings that God gave to Abraham. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob lived in faith. The object of their faith, what they grasped without seeing with their own eyes, what they believed with all of their heart, though not yet realized, was the promise of God to bless Abraham and his offspring, to become a people and possess a land where God would establish his kingdom in Messiah. In his gospel, the Apostle John records that the Pharisees accused Jesus of lying because Jesus told them, Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. They argued that Abraham and the prophets believed the word of God, and yet they died. But Jesus continued, Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. Also, the writer of Hebrews states, By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would go afterward, receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them from afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. The hope of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was fulfilled in the atoning work of Jesus, in his life of obedience to the Father, in his sacrificial death to take upon himself the sin of the world, and in his resurrection from the dead. These are the very things that bring to us the kingdom of God, the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life to everyone, to anyone, to all who believe this promise. Jesus established the kingdom of God, not in a geographical location, but in himself. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob grasped and clung what they could see only afar off through faith. It is the very promises of God in Jesus Christ and for the sake of Christ's redemptive work that God creates faith. It is a faith which enables us to see, even though it is not visible with our eyes. It is a faith which believes, even though it makes no sense to us. And it is a faith that confesses. This is what the Lord has said. We now share in this faith of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are your ancestors of the faith. You share that same confident conviction and confession. The promise of a suffering and resurrected Messiah to redeem us from the ownership of Satan, to rescue all peoples on the earth from the chains of eternal death, was foretold by Moses and all of the prophets, just as Jesus had told the disciples that first Sunday eve or afternoon when they were on their way to Emmaus. You who believe these promises of God in Jesus, you live in a kingdom, not of this world, certainly. Like your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you too are sojourners. This world is all temporary. Through faith in these promises of God in Jesus Christ our Lord, you have already received an eternal inheritance and a kingdom that is greater and richer than any land or inheritance in this world, and it cannot be snatched away from you. Though not yet fully realized, you can see it. You should grasp it, and you should embrace it and hold on to it as this precious gift of God and hang on for dear life. Our celebration of Easter is far, far more than a passing season of emotional joy. Indeed, even in this chapel, it won't be long, and our shouts of Alleluia, Christ is risen, will get to be kind of anemic and maybe even lackluster. But Easter joy is for each and every day, come what may. Each and every day, because you do live temporarily in this fallen world and you drag around each and every day a sinful nature that is in constant rebellion against God. And everybody else has the same sinful nature. There will be all kinds of dissension. There will be trials. There will be troubles. You will be disappointed in others. You and your family will suffer illnesses. You will suffer catastrophes. But I am telling you, that cannot rob your faith. And it's in those very midst of those trials, you ought to continue to embrace and come to hear this sacred word of God. As often as you can, to receive his body and blood in the Holy Supper, to receive the absolution of your sins, because it is those very means that God has given to us, where he says, I will strengthen your faith. And your prayer each and every day will be like that of the apostles. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. The resurrection of our Lord is your resurrection, because you have been baptized into his death and you have been raised in his resurrection. The resurrection of the dead upon our Lord's return on the last day may be soon, and it may be far off. Who knows? Frankly, it really doesn't matter. But still, I can see it already, can't you? I see it and I rejoice. Come what may, I know that I will never ever taste of death any more than Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did, because Jesus has given me life. The writer of Hebrews noted that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob confessed this faith openly to others. This is also our confession as strangers and pilgrims on this earth. So, my dear colleagues in Jesus, go. Go into all of the world with this Easter good news and make disciples of all people. That's why we exist. That is our mission. So that they too may believe in this Jesus. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.